We know walking a run, hit a batter, forcing a run, leadoff walk scores, home run on an 0-2 pitch. Who was wearing your jersey tonight? And have you ever done those things in the same game, let alone the first three innings?
And get a win out of it somehow. Nothing that you mentioned has anything to do with success at all, ever. And the boys just picked me up tonight. It was a huge, huge win for our team. And, you know, they did it because I did not. I was terrible and didn't have to be. I made it a lot harder than I early on. I had good stuff working and just got into some bad counts and put myself in really bad spots. And, you know, the ball's up in the air too much. The fly balls are going out of the park right now. I'm giving up a lot of fly balls. And when I'm on the ground, I go 9. When I'm not on the ground, I go 5 2/3. There's no secret to this pitching stuff. You got to get in good counts. You can't hit people with bases loaded. You know, it's just, it wasn't great. It wasn't my best performance, but the team was awesome and they played great defense and they played great offense and they won that game for us.
Was your preparation at all disrupted when you had to stay home this weekend and be on the COVID list? Did you get your work in that you wanted to get in?
It was a little different. Yeah, it was a little different. And this is this goes out to all the mothers out there because especially when you have as many kids as I do, she does so much and you know that, but you don't know it until you got to do all the stuff, you know? And I was just telling Schulte and Marmol that, several times at the end of the night, I'd, you know, folding laundry and doing my seventh load of laundry and worried about all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like, Dad, we're hungry. And I'm like, it's dinner time. Dang it. And so, you know, you eat stuff maybe I wouldn't have eaten before and kids were loving it. And, you know, I was out there dragging my behind all night. And I'm sure that played a little bit into it. But there was a time that this last week that, you know, I went from we got on back from the road and I went straight to a hotel because all my whole crew had it. And my wife, she texted me at one point and she just said, I can't go anymore without you being here. And so I had to go. That's why I had to go home. And when my wife says that, she's a tough lady. She's a really tough, really tough girl. And so when she said that, I knew I had to go home. And she needed me there. So I'm glad I got to help out, but I miss her. She's just an incredible woman. She's an incredible person, incredible wife, incredible mom. And you don't really realize how much they do until you got to fill that void. Just what a blessing she is to me.
Did you have a chance to do any throwing on the side at all on Saturday?
Yeah. I went through my 2020 throwing routine. I got a net out there. I got a kind of a big bag sock thing that you put on your hand. You can throw into that too. And came down a bush a couple days ago, followed all the protocols, didn't come in close contact with anybody and went out and threw a bullpen. And got the heck out of here, but everything was different, but no excuse for how I pitched. I just didn't pitch well. My arm is completely conditioned and, you know, I can go a week without doing anything probably and should be able to go out pitch better than that. So.
Thanks.
Katie Wood, The Athletic.
Hey, Wayno, despite it not being your cleanest outing, this is now the 15th straight start where Cardinal starters have logged at least 5 innings. What are you seeing from the starting staff that's allowed this turnaround and this string of success?
Well, they all have great stuff. That helps. But their attacking hitters are getting ahead in counts and controlling counts, getting quick outs. You know, you need a few quick outs each inning to kind of keep that pitch count down, but guys have been really attacking. I think that a couple times in a row, we all got taken out after 5 with like 80 pitches and we needed to get hit for, and it was a challenge to us to realize that's too many pitches for 5 innings. If you want to go deeper in the game, we got to start conserving pitches and getting quicker outs and attacking hitters. And that's what guys have been doing. They've just been attacking really well.
Being able to attack these hitters and go longer in the games, how does that set the tone for the rest of your team? Do you think it allows everyone to fit their slots better and kind of set the chemistry right for the team?
Sure it does. Everything starts with the starting pitcher. You know, it's you get great starting pitching, you're gonna have a great chance to win a game. You know, and you get bad starting pitching, you're gonna have a really bad chance to win a game. Luckily, we got a great players on this team that picked me up today. But you know, the starting pitcher has the ability to win or to lose a game in 5 minutes. You know, if he's not on his game, and he also has a game a chance to completely shut the other team down and basically win a game almost by himself. So starting pitching, you know, there's no secret about it. You have great starting pitching, you're going to have a great chance to win. And that's what our guys are trying to do. And they've been doing a good job of it. And honestly, I mean, the feedback and the writing was fair, honestly, early on. The first couple of weeks, we didn't do our job like we should have. And we got called out on it, and we needed to. And we responded well since then.
Thank you.
Jeff Jones, Bill Holman's Democrat.
Hey, Adam, I just wanted to check in with this. Is everybody in your circle doing well, pointed in the right direction? Is that all that'll aim the right way right now?
Yeah, kids are, you know, my kids are resilient. All five of my kids got it. And my wife got it. And all five kids barely felt a thing. You know, they're like, you know, what's this COVID thing all about? But my wife took it really hard. And so I'm glad I got to be home with her. And that worked out well that, you know, it sort of happened the day after I pitched last time. So I get to spend this whole last week with her. And so, yeah, she's finally turned the corner and yeah, we're moving forward. She's feeling better now. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson, St. Louis Post Dispatch.
Hey Adam, I was going to ask a similar follow-up without trying to pry. They're glad to hear they're doing better. Are you appreciative that I think the way the COVID rules are written allows players who need to go and help family if they were in coming in contact with the virus, allows them to be able to do that? And there's probably going to be other guys who unfortunately are probably in your position at some point this season.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I'm also really glad I got the vaccine, you know. Otherwise I would have had to make a choice. I'm either going home, which I would have done, and I'm probably going to miss minimum 2 weeks, probably three or four. Or, you know, now I can go home and be with them and help, you know, be a dad. And this whole thing has taught me what really, I mean, not that I didn't already know this, but just a great reminder that, you know, baseball is great. I love being my teammates. Those guys are amazing. They're part of my family, but my family at home is number one, and I had to make sure that they were good, and I had to make sure that that I was being a good dad and being a good husband before I was being a good baseball player. So,
back to you, Kamish.
In the midst of all this, you struck out more than 1,000 folks here at Busch Stadium 3. What does that mean to you?
It took me so long, huh, Kamish? I've just been really blessed to play here for my whole career. I mean, just doesn't happen very often anymore. And so, you know, I think about me and Yachty, guys like Ryan Zimmerman, who've been the same team forever. But other than that, you know, there's not a whole lot of us out there that have done that. And so to be able to pitch in front of these home fans in this great stadium for as long as I have is a tremendous blessing. I'm glad hopefully I can keep doing it, you know, pitch better than I did today, but hopefully I can and keep doing it and striking guys out and bring another World Series home.